Great night for Seb Ross last night, winning his second Trevor Barker Award. Narrowly nudged his way past a host of young Saints players, and he's been good enough to have a chat to us this morning. Seb, congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Ended up being a very tight count.
Yeah, it was, which is a pretty good sign. I think having Big Rowan Marshall and Steely, two young guys, and JB and Gresh not too far behind them is a good sign for the club going forward. Because usually on best and fairest night, the top 10 is usually made up of a lot of the older guys, but to see a few younger guys in there is pretty promising, I reckon.
Sebastian, congratulations. How would you have described your year?
Well, I think from a performance point of view, I was pretty consistent this year, but it was a little bit of an indifferent year for me, obviously having to take over the... I was standing as captain for 17 of the 22 games, which I didn't expect coming into the year. Usually enjoy just sitting in behind gears there, but yeah, I think overall, look back on it, it was a pretty unique and challenging year with sort of some of the weird stuff we had go on and injuries to like Dylan Roberton and Paddy McCartan. And, but I think I'll look back on the year and think I had a pretty consistent year and to win 9 games, which probably no one really expected us to win that many games, is a good sign going forward when we have all our players out in the park next year.
What did that, the whole handing on the leadership to you for that period of time, How did that sit with you? Was it a comfortable thing? Was it easy? Or did you feel that there was a whole other layer of responsibility that had been handed to you as a result of that?
I suppose I sort of had to respond in different ways because once we lost Scott, like we lost Gears, which is a big hole in leadership, and then I had to take over from him. But then to lose Jack Loney for 10 weeks, he's a young leader of the forward line. So we kept getting injuries in sort of areas, and Jake Carlisle obviously a senior player, so we lacked leadership in a lot of areas, so it was good to get those guys back and obviously have Hannah's back into the latter part of the year. They really helped out, so there were times where it was really testy. I think when we played over in Adelaide against Adelaide, we had maybe 8 or 9 players that had played under 25 games, so at times you probably felt the responsibility a little bit more, but at the end of the day I just needed to try and perform the best that I could because that's all the boys really wanted from me.
What were your expectations going in last night, Seb? There was a lot of talk across the competition about the year that Rowan Marshall had. Did you think it was his?
Yeah, I thought. I knew Roe was definitely in with a chance. Probably what got me across the line was I think Roe missed 2 games early in the year. So for it to be a tight count and me win only by that amount of votes, that's probably what's cost him in the end. But if Roe continues to go from strength to strength like he did this year, I can probably see him having a few medals hanging around his neck by the time he finishes his career.
How excited are you about the prospect of maybe getting somebody like a Brad Hill and other players that are out there potentially looking for a new home going to St Kilda? Do you think you're going to land a couple of guys in the off-season, Seb?
I hope so. I think it's probably our time to bring a couple in. We missed out on Dylan Shiel. Was the most obvious one of last year, but I think it's about time we landed a few quality players. And I think the club's going to be really aggressive in that space and adding quality to our list. And I think if we do add 1 or 2 players, particularly someone like Brad Hill, who's that outside elite running wingman, he could make a huge difference to our side. And if we can keep adding talent, I don't think we're too far away from not having our best appearance in September playing games of footy.
Talking to Seb Ross, who's won his second club best and fairest at St Kilda. Seb, Dan Hannanbury would obviously came from the Sydney Swans, would be reasonably good mates with some of the blokes up there. The chances of getting Zach Jones to the club, strong or not?
I'm not too honestly sure on that one. I know people linked to him in last year, but I really say on that, he's a quality young player and he fits that sort of bracket of where the majority of our list is. So I'm all about adding talent at the moment. I know Timmy Memory played a bit of footy with him and got along pretty well with him. So wherever that sits, I'm not too sure. But if he wants to come, I'm happy to have him.
Seb, what's the feeling like? I mean, you're about to have some time off and then come back and hit the track pretty hard, no doubt. But with a new coach, it feels like there's some really good vibes around your club at the moment.
Yeah, I think there is. I know all the boys are really pumped when Rat's got the gig because they were all obviously able to build a really strong relationship with him in the first 12 months he was at the footy club. And it doesn't take too long. You have 2 weeks off after the season and sort of reflect on the season that was. But then once you, because we're athletes, you want to get back into the gym and start running again, and you start looking forward to the 2020 season. So I think after last night, the crowd were excited by what Rats had to say. And it's definitely not going to be easy. The standard's going to be lifted, and rightly so, because we haven't played finals for 8 years. But I think a lot of the boys are more motivated than ever.
And will you deliver this latest best and fairest to your grandmother up there in Ballarat, will you, Seb?
Yeah, I might have to go down and see Nan and Pa. I haven't seen them for a while. They've been up in Queensland over the winter months, and they only got back last weekend. So now I've got a bit of time. I'll make sure I pop down there and see them. What about you?
Yeah, no, they have been away for a long, long time. Are you going to get away yourself during the break?
I think Marnie and I and Charlotte will just head up north and try and catch some sun. It's been a long winter for Marnie, and she's seen a lot of cold, rainy days just sitting on the couch with Charlotte because she couldn't take her outside. So no big trip overseas, but just hopefully catch some sun somewhere.
Seb, thanks for joining us, and congratulations. Great achievement, and enjoy the off-season.
No worries. Cheers, guys.